dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
How's my clap, Roberta? Roberta Fasanelli is the Queen of Cheap. She joins us here in the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler, Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Richie is in Columbia. Promises he'll be back in full regalia after the first of the year. That'll be a nice thing. Joining us later in the hour, after we have our Queen of Cheap report, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who is a would you say eminent, preeminent? He's well known in New York, I know that. You probably listened to him for years, right, Roberta?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yeah, been on for a long time. He's got a nice way about
popular,
him.
Popular, popular.
Popular, and he has some info on exercise and how it might help you for Christmas. Everybody overeats. We've been overeating for, what, the past month? I say that collectively. I'm just referencing you. I've actually been very good about it, if I do say so myself.
Wow, listen to this one over here. Listen to him.
There's Jennifer Horn, and Kenny is here. So, I came across this. It's sort of like I came upon a midnight clear. I think this is perhaps one of the best ever statements written by someone that we all know. Mark Twain wrote this, and it so resounds. Sing like no one's listening. Love like you've never been hurt. Dance like nobody's watching, and live like it's heaven on earth. Can you do that today, tomorrow, this week? Can you do it on New Year's Day? Can you live like that next year? Can you live like that forever, for the rest of your life? Can you sing like there's no one listening? When I sing on the air, I don't care whether people like it or
it's
they don't
obvious.
Like it. Thank you. See, this is why I love these people. I don't care.
Reality check.
I don't care. And actually, I have quite a nice voice, so I do say so myself. As long as I can find the pitch, I'm fine. Sometimes I can find the pitch. I can't find the pitch. It's okay, though. It's all right. It amuses me, and I know that it amuses other people, so I give them pleasure for
right.
a short
That's
period.
That's exactly
of time.
Why. Mm-hmm.
But, but the it's thing that he wrote right. about love, love like you've never been hurt. Has anybody ever been in love and not been hurt?
Mm.
Do you know anybody who has ever loved down to the deepest part of their being? And I think at Jennifer's age, she doesn't quite know what it is.
Nope.
Yet.
You know,
but Roberta does, and I do.
Know.
Hmm? You are?
I think it's kind of sad that I don't know, but I don't know.
You'll get there.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Eventually you'll realize that all men are scum.
Oh,
you
well,
already got that.
Present.
Good morning, Roberta.
Excluded. I don't think that I am scum. I don't know that Michael. I'm sure Kenny's not.
That was a joke, Doug.
Oh, was it? Okay. I think Kenny's first wife was, and I don't even know her. I don't even... You know what? At this point, this is because it's Christmas, you got to forgive. I had somebody very close to me say that they wanted to do just... Their object lesson is not to hate their ex-husbands. And, you know, I suppose that's... Maybe the husbands say that, too, or some husbands say that about their wives. But you get the really deep loves that somebody has are bound to have some part of the old expression, there's a thin line between love and hate. Mm-hmm. Do you really, 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 do you really think you loved that person? I think that there's a there's somehow or other a misstep. When you do care about somebody else and you get hurt, there's something there. Sometimes it can be corrected, sometimes it can't be corrected, but you can't love unless you've been hurt. I think that's really the bottom line. Dance like nobody is watching. How many of you dance or
watch? Oh, I do that all
dance?
The time.
There's a great scene in one of the
Downton Abbey, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where one of the kitchen help was asked to teach one of the servers, I forget what they call them, how to dance the foxtrot.
That's cute.
It really is. It's quite a warm. It's a really warm scene. I thought it was really kind of nice. But I was thinking about all the Miss Mackey's dance classes I went to when I was in the eighth grade. My mother was determined that I was going to learn how to dance, and I probably dance better with my cows than anything else. Not much.
That's one thing that men don't understand. I mean, if you want to get the babes, you got to learn how to dance.
Really?
Too many men just don't dance, and women wind up dancing with each other.
Mm-hmm. And there's there's a whole different thing there. No story with that.
But a lot of guys, you know, who've been very successful with women in the dating scene, they all dance.
Yeah.
Right, Jen? Wouldn't you want a guy who dances?
Yeah, at least a little bit. Like, you know, if you go to a wedding, you don't want somebody, I'm not going to go.
Oh, I can dance a little. I actually dance. I think what you...
I mean, I don't want a dancer because, you know, then you might be in for a problem a few years into your marriage.
What?
There's like a no return policy on this girl.
Oh. Perfect. I don't
dance.
You know,
a nice little
don't
dance
ask
every
me.
Once in a while.
Isn't that the way that song goes? I don't dance. Don't ask me. I don't... What's the rest of the lyric line, though?
I don't know. Were we alive in 1942 when that came out? What song was that you're singing?
And the last thing that Mark Twain said is, live like it's heaven on earth. And the best reference I have to that is a story that's at DougStephan.com today about a young girl in Tennessee who so missed her great-grandmother, who had passed on, that she typed a letter, Roberta, and strapped it to a balloon and released it. And it went up there, and it doggone it if she didn't get a letter back from somebody. And that really, from her, was the presence really supposed to be the letter kind of indicates that it came from the grandmother in heaven, right, Kenny?
No, it's signed Guardian Angel.
Ah, okay. Come from the grandmother's guardian angel, which seems better. How many people here believe in guardian angels?
I sure do.
Yep. Roberta?
Yeah. I don't think they're like angels with wings looking over us, but I do believe there are people who've loved us in the past who watch over us.
The angels with wings on them from the same storybook that Jesus is white and that, you know, that's a nothing piece of what the reality is. Is there energy around you that guides and guards you? I got to tell you, as the day is long, those beings, whatever they are around me. And I think that's something you all have to be, have to be, but if you're smart and you recognize it, you're thankful. It's one of the things that you're thankful for, the guidance that you get, because most of us are clueless. We come into this life with a lot of experiences from past lives. I completely believe in reincarnation, and we just go on as we learn our lessons, and we meet people who are my dear friend Georgette, who is leaving, actually packing up. The road trip starts tomorrow morning, and we'll follow it here on Good Day as she brings all of her belongings and her cows and stuff across the country. It'll be a great travelogue. One of the things that she has taught me, and Edgar, her husband, did, and other people who've been close to me, is how important it is to have guidance, and how we, as we move from one life to another, stay as members of a tribe. She's convinced, and she's convinced me, that she and Edgar and I and others who are close to me, maybe a lot of the people that are on the farm, even Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and Richie and the people that are closest to me here on this program, we've all been together in past lives. We've all been a part of a tribe. That goes,
like an Indian tribe, or like...
Well, I suppose that's a way of, a tribe, a group of people that travel together. And we bring, and our souls stay together, and we have experiences together. But you know what it is to be familiar with somebody. You meet someone, and immediately you have this, I've met you, you have this comfort with a person you've never met them before. Why is that?
It's like that chemistry that's just immediate.
Yeah,
it's there,
right.
And you can feel it.
Yeah, that's what it's about, actually. In reality. So, anyway, some food for thought. So many things to be thankful for. It's very cool. And I think that's a great story. You can check it out at DougStephan.com, along with our video of the day, which is a joy and a half. A dog has a Christmas present of 210 plastic bottles. See what this dog does with those 210 plastic bottles in our video of the day at DougStephan.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
All right, the Queen of Cheap brought to you today by the folks at Kohl's, who are wrapping up their countdown to the holidays today. They're featuring all kinds of great specials. So if you're smart, you'll go to Kohl's where you can expect great things.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of toaster time. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
And she's all over some special Queen of Cheap deals for you for today.
Yes, these are great last-minute holiday gifts if you haven't done all your shopping yet and you're kind of stressed out. Well, take a look at these. You get $5 off of Hallmark for some last-minute cards. You spend $10, they give you $5 back, which is a really great deal. Outback gift cards. If you spend $100, they'll give you a $20 gift card just for yourself, so you can buy somebody food and get yourself fed, too. A free meal ticket from Fandango. This is a great last-minute Christmas gift. You buy a $50 Fandango gift card, and you get a free movie ticket for yourself. Now, this is, I think, I came across this last night, and this is the ultimate gift for a Star Trek fan. You can get a Star Trek fan their own Starfleet email address. So let's say the guy's name is Joe Smith. The email address can be joesmith@starfleet.com. Or if they don't like Starfleet and they want to be a Borg, you will be assimilated. You can get them their own Borg email address. Hey. It would be johnsmith@theborg.com. Just absolutely fantastic gift for Star Trek fans. And if all of this last-minute Christmas shopping has you tired out and hungry, head over to Starbucks, because after 2 p.m. you can get a buy one, get one free on any food item there with a coupon from Amazon Local. We have all of this listed at the DougSteffen.com website under the Queen of Cheap. It tells you exactly how to go ahead and get that coupon and has links to all of these other great Christmas ideas or holiday ideas for last-minute gifts. So you will be assimilated if you go to the Queen of Cheap and you look up all this great stuff, Doug.
All right, the website today has a story about a group of Post-it notes that were put together. A group of IT workers used the Post-it notes to get into the spirit. The picture is there. The IT team at Ducks Unlimited created a Christmas-themed tableau. You want to check it out? Check it out at DougSteffen.com.
Again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
We've done a little research to find as many different versions of this song as we think there may be. So let's see how many we can squeeze in the next 4.5 minutes or so. A little fun for Christmas Eve, 1990. This is Willie Nelson with Frosty the Snowman. Hi. Everybody hold their breath. Let's find out. Let's see if we can guess who the next star is with another version of Frosty the Snowman. B.B. King? Yes.
Oh, yeah. I would guess that.
You think?
Yeah.
Alright, so we're not right on B.B. King. It's Albert Collins, who comes from the same school. If Richie were here, he'd be all over this. No lyrics. We can sing along with the lyrics, even though this is just an instrumental guitar version of Frosty the Snowman. Alright, let's see what we come up with next on the panel.
Hey, fellas, why don't you tell us about your ice-cold friend?
Alright, we make quick work of this.
Saturday Night Live.
The Chipmunks.
No, but I heard
Saturday
some stuff
Live
about
when,
that.
When Paul really? McCartney came on,
it
and
was
started
great.
Singing Christmas carols, and they had him singing like the Alvin the Chipmunk.
That was really fun. That was a good Saturday Night Live, by the way.
I heard Justin Timberlake was on. He was good. I heard, I don't know who else was there, but I heard
Jimmy Fallon hosted. I mean, how else could they get Sir Paul McCartney, Madonna doing Madonna?
Uh-huh.
Barry Gibb doing Barry Gibb.
Barry Gibb, yeah. Good. All right, so
fantastic.
Next up, Frosty the Snowman, different versions thereof. Sounds like Mitch Miller. You can always tell Mitch Miller in the sing-along gang. Right? Am I right? Ah, there it is.
Sing-along with Mitch. I
yep,
remember
that's
that.
That's what it is. Sing-along with Mitch. Nose and two eyes made out of... It's easier to sing along with this than it is some of the other versions. All right, so we're going through as many versions of Frosty the Snowman as we can find. That's, what, number six or seven? Who's next?
Beach Boys.
This is Beach Boy music now. Is it?
Frosty
it is. Really. Good for you. Why would I dispute Kenny? He's got 3,000 Christmas songs on his soundofchristmas.com website. So why would I be silly enough to dispute? I just didn't recognize it, frankly. The best Beach Boys, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, right? Isn't that the best Beach Boys Christmas tune?
No, Bruce Springsteen's one.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just
Santa
talking
Claus
about.
Is coming to
no,
town.
Will you stop it with Bruce Springsteen? I was
no,
talking about
the
Beach
best.
Boys. I'm not talking about the song. I'm saying, what song was it the Beach Boys did? Little Saint Nick is the song I'm thinking about that the Beach Boys did. Has nothing. Will you just shut up about Bruce? We haven't gotten to him yet. See? Merry Christmas too, by the way, everybody. All right, who's
Merry
next
Christmas
with Frosty? Ah, the best version, the Ronettes. Crack this up.
I agree with that one.
Yeah. No, Phil Spector was a cur, the cur of curs. Came in and put this stuff together with a wrecking crew, right, Kenny? Backgrounders, the musical backgrounders in the wrecking crew. Alright, so what do we have for other versions? Might be time for a couple of more. Kenny, what happened? This is Whitney Willanen, who used to be, she was coming.
Oh, she was on with us a few years ago.
Christmas star of the day. What's going on with her?
She's doing well. She actually had a new Christmas single this year. That,
she's too big for us now.
A lot of national airplay.
Yeah, she's too big to be on our program? Sorry about that. Heavenly days. Alright, last one. Where's the last one? Dear Bingo. Right?
Okay, the snowman.
It's 28 at the hour on Good Day. Merry Christmas, everybody.
With a corncob pipe and a butt.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, as the colder weather approaches, the days get shorter and they do get colder and the kids are spending less time outdoors. A brand new study shows that families with a dog tend to be more active whether it's raining or shining, and it helps in the fight against childhood obesity. The results published in the American Journal of Public Health showed that kids with dogs in the family spent an average of 325 minutes doing physical activity every day, 11 more minutes than those without dogs. The more active lifestyles of kids from dog-owning families is really interesting. Is that owning a dog makes you more active? Is it just that more active families choose to have a dog? Dogs not only encourage your kids to be more active, new research in the journal Pediatrics shows that kids who live at home with a dog in the first year of their life are also more likely to have healthier lungs and be better able to fight off respiratory infections compared with kids who don't live with a pet. You know, childhood obesity is out there. Perhaps next time you go to the doctor and say, my kid's a little overweight, he's going to recommend a trip to the shelter to adopt a new best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vaporia e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vaporia e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vaporia e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey, call me Dudley. What do you mean? So I was on pitch there. What are you talking about?
No, I said you were still looking for it.
Yeah, I was looking for it. I found
it. Let's hear a little. Go ahead. Sing us a ditty.
Well, I don't think I want to now because...
Come on, it's Christmas.
All right, crank this up, Michael. Here we go. Pretend he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll perspire as we dream by the fire. So, we were talking earlier about whether dancing was preferable. I think a man who knows how to sing to a woman has a better chance than somebody who's a good dancer.
Dancing.
Really?
Yep.
Dancing means you're good in the old Santa's sack, if you catch my drift.
Really?
You can move on the dance floor, you can move.
Really?
Singing, anybody can flap their lips, as we can all clearly see here.
That's so. I'm not sure I agree with that, and I'm not going to discuss it any further, frankly. 35 past the hour, 25 before the
and
new
no,
hour.
No, Doug, the hokey pokey does not count.
Do the hokey pokey, and you turn it all around. That's what it's all about. Okay. So Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to bring us some Christmas cheer. Actually, some interesting news, Merry Christmas kind of news for those who are interested in various health items. In the meantime, I was focusing on, I mentioned this a few minutes ago, this thing that we have posted, and that, pardon the pun, we have posted a picture at DougStephan.com from today's show of Post-it notes that were used to create a, I guess this is the Grinch, isn't it? Is this
Kenny? Yes, it is.
Is the Grinch,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people think it's kind of cool. I wish they'd have done something beside the Grinch because I think the Grinch is a horrible representative. I don't even find it amusing. Some people think that the Grinch Who Stole Christmas is a cute story and that song.
Well, it is
that,
a good story because he was a despicable character who changed by the end, and his heart grew, exactly. And he loved Christmas.
It's like Scrooge, then. It's like a personification of Scrooge.
It's a change.
Yeah.
Okay.
The power of the Christmas
spirit.
So see,
Kenny, how powerful you are. You've changed my mind just like that.
I owe it all to Dr. Seuss.
Yes, you do. And that's, by the way, Dr. Seuss is somebody who was very cool. The Dr. Seuss stuff. What great things to give as gifts. Books. Do we still give books, even? Do they have, is that still in print, Dr. Seuss? Do we have to go to a tablet or something to read Dr. Seuss stories, or can we actually find the books in a bookstore?
Well, if you can find the bookstore, you can find the books. The bookstore is harder to find, though. But yeah, they still sell them. I actually just bought some for a friend of mine whose kid is like 4. So cute.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
No, they still have the hardcover and the bright colors.
The question has been asked, what have you desired from your boss? Does your boss give you presents at Christmas?
No.
Let me check. It's a wasteland in here, no?
You know, I didn't bring this up for you to abuse me. It's Christmas, after all. The holiday season. This is a prime opportunity for you to send
you
love.
The question, boss.
In my
we
direction.
Answered it.
Was a rhetorical question. at you taking a shot at me. Sort of. Lighthearted gifts are good. I'm just trying to give people ideas about what they can give. I'm not sure this. Well, this is probably a two-way street, actually, because I don't think employees should give the boss anything anyway. The boss, this whole thing, there's an expectation that's attached to it, and I think that sometimes it gets overcooked. There are a lot of people who think, you know what? If I go down the street, I'm just going to do nothing but get myself into trouble. So I'm not doing this.
Move on.
Let's keep moving. The holiday driving that has been exhibited thus far or will be today. Is there a New York driver that you can describe, Roberta? Roberta's in New York. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Kenny's in San Diego. I'm on the farm today. Tomorrow I'll be in San Francisco. I don't think so. Unless the plane takes them.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Let's go in another direction.
Hope for L.A.
I'm hoping, you know, a plane that says L.A. this afternoon. Anyway, there are a lot of holiday driving stories that seem to attach themselves to New York more than they do to Los Angeles or Boston or any other place. Is that just because that's the way it is? The seasonal crazy making that leads to aggressive driving. Are there more accidents in New York this time of year than there are any other time of year, Roberta?
I think there are fewer, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, because more people from the outer boroughs who shouldn't be driving in Manhattan to begin with aren't driving because they're afraid of all the traffic.
Maybe there should be some kind of a, how about we just put up a big sign, you're not allowed, you know, for people who are coming from the boroughs. Stay out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do like they do
go
in London.
Away.
They charge them $10.
Take the train.
Did you know that? You can't drive into the city, into the core city of London, unless you pay $10. During,
well, the Midtown Tunnel is $7.50.
Right, so the same thing.
And then it'll cost you at least, oh my gosh, to park for the day. It'll
finding
cost you
a parking space has to be crazy, though.
In a parking garage, at least $40.
But I just, if you, how much street parking is there in New York, generally speaking?
There's some, but any spots that might be available are usually taken by 7 a.m.
And they just, people just go out all day long and put money in the meter?
Or they move their car, like they have their car parked during, you know, all day. And then, you know, as the traffic laws change, like alternate side of the street parking and street cleaning and all that, they just get in their car. They move the car for that hour. They sit in the car for that hour, guarding their spot, and then they go back into it.
Wow.
And there's a whole...
it's a culture.
It's a whole culture out there, and everybody looks out for everybody else's spot, and, you know, you don't dare take someone else's spot. I mean, that's warfare. So, you know, if you're driving into the city and hoping to get a parking spot, forget about it.
Yeah.
You know, be prepared to spend $40-$50 for parking.
There's an insurance.com survey suggesting 44% of drivers this year say they are driving aggressively and have been since Thanksgiving. I find that interesting. 32% of younger drivers, that is under the age of 29, say that those who are middle-aged or older are a problem on the highway. So younger drivers say older drivers are a problem. One would wonder, older drivers, those, and this is pretty outrageous. The Insurance Institute describes older drivers as 50 and above.
What do you mean? Well, if the old shoe fits.
Older drivers are 80 and above. They're not 50 and above.
What was it, Doug?
Older.
Older. Yes. Anyway, so I think maybe the reason I'm going through this is because instead of you being a bah humbug today when it comes to your driving, how about you be someone who is a contributor to safety and courtesy? Can you do that? Just a little bit more courteous today as you're driving around and tomorrow. Don't get scrooged by a holiday accident. Control your behavior. Control your speed. Control your emotions. Control your... I was talking to a friend about being an aggressive driver, and she said, oh, I've never been in an accident.
Yeah, but the people behind you may have been. I always love that. Yeah. Like, just be aggressive.
Right, right, exactly.
No, Can I tell you guys, and then I know we have to get to Dr. Ron.
Yes.
But yesterday I had Santa and the Lord save me because I was driving down a street, very dark street, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden I was face to face with a dog, black dog, that I did not see until I almost, I mean, it was centimeters before I almost plowed into this poor thing. It was running straight at my car, but it was in between my headlight beams, so I didn't see it until it was right on me. Ugh, my heart was pounding, but the dog, I don't think I hit it. I didn't feel any clunk.
No clunks?
So I think that the dog did some good living. He wasn't done yet. And thank God. Do you know how terrible I would have felt?
Charlotte approves.
Anyway, what do you think, Charlotte?
Huh? I was like, are you threatening my kinfolk?
What do you think? What do you think? What? Yeah? Go ahead. You can say, yeah, that's it. Got it.
Hmm.
All right. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with Christmas cheer, Christmas ideas, Christmas thoughts, some things that people have to be thankful for in various forms of health at Christmas time. So Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in a moment with the Christmas health. All right, calm down. Just a second. Listen to that. All right, Merry Christmas to you, Charlotte Ann. It's 18 before the hour, and good day.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances, plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off for valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, so good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out massive response.
Here's today's Aramco Report with real estate and mortgage analyst Mehran Aram.
On Monday, there was plenty of new data on housing and the overall economy. Conforming no-point 30-year fixed mortgage rates still average 4.5%, with 15-year rates closer to 3.5%. Following 28 months of year-over-year increases, nationwide home sales actually fell by 7.8% in November, while the median home price year-over-year rose by 13.7%. Because of the tight supply of homes for sale. This according to REMAX and Housing Wire. Meanwhile, Lender Processing Services reported a 9.41% drop in year-over-year mortgage delinquencies and a 29% drop in foreclosure inventory. For more information on home loans or real estate, visit our website at aramco.biz or call me at 800-710-2726. This is Mehran Aram for Good Day.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
All right, let's get to Dr. Ron Hoffman, who is a well-known New York radio and professional. I was going to do radio, comma, professional, but then I decided, Ron, I do radio and professional, because a lot of people who do the radio stuff aren't really practicing any longer. You find that not only in medical circles. All of the doctors that I have here on the Good Day program are all practicing physicians. The biggest problem is that word practice. That always bothers me. I don't want you practicing on me. I want you knowing what you're doing. Please. All right.
Well, eventually I'll get it right.
Thank you.
Kind of like, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice.
Okay. How do you get to Ron Hoffman's? You take a left at 32nd Street and go down to First. Anyway, Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com is Ron's website. A lot of people are talking about this being a Merry Christmas for non-smokers. There are a lot of people who have been agitating through the year, and actually through the years, plural, about protection so that we don't have exposure to all of the burdens of smoking. How much do you really think people in your practice, when you're working with folks who have lung problems, how much of it are caused directly or indirectly by smoking or tobacco products?
Yeah, well, a lot of it is, and it can occur 20 or 30 years down the line. Whereas it's not fashionable now to smoke for many people, or they've reached an age where it makes sense not to smoke. If you delve into it, 20 or 30 years ago, they may have had a period of 5 or 8 or 10 years where they were smoking, and they may have had vulnerable lungs. Not everybody gets lung problems from smoking. Eventually, everybody does. But if you smoke for a few years, it's the body is forgiving. But some people who have propensity to asthma, if they smoke, they make things a lot worse. You know, also, let's not forget that we live in urban environments where the air is estimated to be the equivalent of smoking a few cigarettes every day just by going outside. Or, you know, even if you stay inside, the indoor air pollution has an abrasive effect on the lungs. So, you know, we've got some problems here.
New York City passed a law raising the legal age to purchase cigarettes from 18 to 21. I thought it was interesting looking at some of these states: Hawaii, New Mexico, New York, South Carolina, Utah, Washington raised their cigarette tax. In Washington State, you pay $5.85 in taxes. My God. Well, how could anybody afford to smoke is the question.
Well, yeah, you know, it just creates, I think, a very brisk black market in cigarettes.
Right, yeah.
You know, clearly there's a lot of opportunities for crime and organized crime to get involved in that.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm concerned about these days is the electronic cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, do you have sponsors for electronic cigarettes?
Well, if we do, it's okay, because they paid for their thing. We can say what we want. You get 30 seconds. What do you think?
Well, what I think is that, A, it creates a dependency on nicotine, which is addictive, but B, you know, it's not even clear what we're smoking when we smoke through a metal apparatus that heats, that has ceramic elements and metal elements and solder within it, and you may be inhaling, nanoparticles of metals
that have an
irritating effect. Yeah, not great. Or the plastic from the device itself, you know, not good.
All right. Dr. Ron Hoffman, happy holidays now. Merry Christmas, happy New Year. Good to have you here. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com.
This portion of the Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, this cold season, make sure to have one for your family. I've got one, so should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Haven't heard a Chicago Christmas song, a version of a Christmas song, for a long time, actually. It's kind of refreshing to hear the man speaking. 54 after the hour on Christmas Eve, I'm Doug Steffen, and we have our 5 minutes set aside that's aimed at helping people with ideas for startup companies. This has been an interesting year for a lot of startups, and for our Startups in Action reporter, Mike Hayes. Mike has some encouraging thoughts for a lot of people who have ideas and maybe an entrepreneurial spirit, especially if you've experienced a serious setback this year. Listen to this.
Welcome to Startups in Action. I'm small business media mentor and crowdfunding intelligence reporter Mike Hayes with this end-of-the-year thought. In business and living, people sometimes experience setbacks. Things have changed for Americans since the perfect storm of the Great Recession, political dysfunction, the digital disruption, job losses, and all of the other things that have shaken us personally at our very foundation. All people experience setbacks in making the progress they want to achieve in their lives, and they always have. Certainly, life is less tolerable to someone who is feeling stuck or to someone who has just suffered a heavy emotional shock. It's hard to stand by and watch anyone struggle or be frustrated and have no way forward. We'd like to bring them some relief or somehow help them speed their recovery, but we don't know how. Well, the fact is, there is something you can do to help replace frustration by relooking at things and starting out of the shadow of doubt to relook at things and feel hope and even certainty again. It's something that complements sound business operating procedures and is a common sense approach. Of course, you should always seek professional help and advice first whenever launching a new project or recovering from a financial challenge or business setback. Free to online professional tools are available to provide any help and services you or your project require. A new project needs to be planned. Setbacks need to be properly assessed and addressed. But while the recession persists and the financial situations that caused it remain uncured, our system tends to overlook the individual within the system. The fact is, after any financial stall or setback, the individual himself has an enormous capacity to influence his own personal economy, cash flow, well-being, and skill set for the better or for the worse. For instance, when a person's foundation has been destabilized, she tends to avoid confronting the situation directly with her attention and her energy. You could say that as a person, she is no longer communicating with the problem area and is unable to confront the challenges. When attention and energy are confused, unfocused, and withdrawn from those problem areas, so are her networking communications about her short-term cash flow, and this can cause a delay in progress. However, in pre-crowdfunding, there are options that you can learn and use to verify your best opportunities forward. Enlist help and make progress to a full and rapid recovery and clarity. Here's an example. One of the most currently used while money is tight is pre-crowdfunding. Crowdfunding can be an effective tool for accomplishing your goals. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your marketing efforts, expand your customer base, or reach out to friends, family, and beyond for funding, crowdfunding provides a platform to rally support around you and your company. With crowdfunding, you help restore the ability to communicate and network fully to gain the financing and enlist the help you need to advance through the challenges of making progress in your startup launch, project, or recovery. Crowdfunding is not charity, which is providing the solution. You're getting back into communication with your network. The first step toward progress is accepting that change has occurred, and your communication about your challenges with friends, family, and beyond to recruit supporters, evangelists, and distributors can speed a solution to you. Pre-crowdfunding is actually helping the person heal themselves through their own activities. But we've all heard, you need to get back in the horse that threw you. A crowdfunding leg up may be needed in one area of communication, media, networking, or another. Pre-crowdfunding can speed networking communication progress with sometimes miraculous results. You can even do pre-crowdfunding by yourself once you've learned how to do it correctly. There's no reason why a person or organization shouldn't progress forward when assistance is available to help bring a complete solution in weeks or months.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.